U.S. elections are around the corner, and both parties are closely watching an unusual congressional race in rural Maine. Maine's second congressional district includes shrinking mill towns, remote lakes, and thousands of acres of privately owned timberlands. And fighting to represent the area are a Democrat who is against abortion, named Mike Mishu, and Kevin Ray, a pro-abortion rights Republican. Susan Chisholm of Maine Public Radio has more.
Their similarities are striking. Both grew up in rural areas of Maine where job retention and the exodus of young people are among the biggest concerns. Both had working parents, active in unions. Both got involved in politics and public service at an early age. And both are trying to win the seat being vacated by Democrat John Baldacci.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Mike Mishu from East Milwaukee.
But the differences between Democrat Mike Mishu and Republican Kevin Ray are striking as well. While Ray has experience inside the Beltway, he's never held political office. Mishu is a third-generation mill worker who has served in the state legislature for more than 20 years.
My Senate district is pro-life. And actually, when I first ran for the Senate, this was an issue that a lot of the voters, particularly in the northern part, they wanted to know whether I was pro-life. I said, yes, I was. And they were really amazed that a Democrat, you know, can be pro-life.
Mishu has vowed never to vote for a constitutional amendment to overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. But his record of voting for abortion restrictions in the Maine legislature has put him at odds with the Democratic Party's platform and with some women's groups.
We're very excited about this, about Kevin Ray's campaign and the fact that he is a pro-choice Republican.
Monica Mills is the political director of the National Abortion Rights Action League. She says it's unusual for her organization to endorse a Republican over a Democrat. But like Mishu, Kevin Ray is going against his party's platform on the abortion issue.
Because the Republican Party platform is anti-choice, it takes a pretty brave Republican to buck that. And if they are brave enough and strong enough to move forward and to be pro-choice and to publicly become pro-choice, we want to do what we can to help them win.
Democratic Congressman Tom Allen, a longtime supporter of abortion rights, says Mishu's position on abortion is not nearly as important in this election as the votes he will cast on matters relating to health care, the economy, and even more important, for House leadership.
Mike Mishu's first vote would be for Dick Gephardt as Speaker. I know that, just as I know Kevin Ray's first votes would be for Dennis Hastert and Tom DeLay. And the leadership of those two parties sets the agenda.
Polls show Mishu and Ray in a close race with a large number of voters still undecided. Mainers are notorious for having a fiercely independent streak, but for the past 25 years, they have typically elected abortion rights candidates to higher office. And Kevin Ray says his position is a long-held one.
There are voters who make their decisions based on a variety of issues and perspectives, but I think it's a significant one for many people in terms of what it tells them about a candidate's view of government and a candidate's respect for the individual.
It's a position that cuts both ways, especially in northern Maine, where voters are considered socially conservative. When told of the candidate's position on abortion, Republican Dexter Bridges of Belgrade Lakes had this reaction.
Guess we're going Democrat, aren't we? I mean, if you don't understand the importance of life, then I have a hard time with that.
Ray and Mishu each say they remain focused on jobs, health care, and education. And so far, they agree that after those issues, everything else takes a back seat, even if that doesn't satisfy members of their own parties. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Lewiston, Maine.